Zakta Mishnah Weiter, Perik Chav Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Mechadchen, you can cut up, it's Hadaluyim, these are like pumpkins. Lifnei Behema, before a Behema. This is what the Behema eats, cut it up for him. Now what's the Chiddush? Generally, Behemas don't eat this. It's put aside for humans. So maybe I would think it's considered Muksa as far as Behemas are concerned. For that matter, Zakta Mishnah Weiter, he has a nevela, you can cut up. A nevela means an animal that died without shechita. Lifnei aklavim, for dogs, for the dogs to eat it. Now we're talking about an animal that died on Shabbos. That means that as Shabbos came in, this animal was still being held one day to be shechted properly so that a human can eat it. Now it died, it had no shechita, so I would think this wasn't prepared for animal food before Shabbos. It was intended for him and his family or whoever he's going to sell it to eat it. Zakta Mishnah, despite that, it is not considered muktzah. At least, not according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Imloy ha'isin avela mi'erev Shabbos." If this animal didn't die from before Shabbos, if it wasn't already an avela then, asura, it is asur to be used for the animal. Fisha'ena min hamuchen, because it wasn't prepared for animal food. The Batanur explains, anything that is fit for people is muktzah as far as behemoths are concerned. Even if the animal was kind of sick and we knew there was a possibility, it wouldn't make it through Shabbos, but no. He was still hoping it would get better, as often it does, and therefore in his mind it was set aside for human consumption. And memela, if it changes during Shabbos, he can't use it for the animal. So the Batanur, the Allah is not like Rav Yehuda. So what's the one quickly chazering over? The Tanakhama, and the Gemara says this Tanakhama is Reb Shimon. He holds you can cut up the deluyan before the behema and the nevela lefnei haklavim, even though it wasn't set aside for animal food prior to Shabbos. Reb Yehuda says, nope. It would have to have been that the animal died before Shabbos. Otherwise, it is considered eina min hamuchen.